You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WLCX Daily News Roundup for the Eagle 1490 AM in La Crosse.
Here's today's 1490 WLCX news update. You can find it on demand at lacrosseeagle.com. I'm Jimmy Cuska. In a special meeting last night, the La Crosse City Council revoked the liquor license of Latino Bar and Grill. The bar was the subject of scrutiny after La Crosse police said the establishment regularly served underage customers. Police Chief Sean Coudron said he'd never seen anything quite like this. Police said that they've written over 320 citations for underage drinking at the bar since it opened less than 3 years ago and had issued multiple warnings to its owners. The vote was unanimous to revoke the bar's liquor license. The La Crosse City Council has approved a $115,000 settlement with a man who accused La Crosse police officers of violating his Fourth Amendment rights. Devon Harris sued the city and three police officers after a 2020 traffic stop in which he was physically removed from his vehicle. Police were attempting to serve citations for a previous offense. A federal judge said that the LCPD should reconsider delivering citations in person, saying the situation could have been avoided if they had mailed the citations instead. The judge said the traffic stop was lawful. Lock and Dam Number 7 on the Mississippi River is under repair this winter as the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is replacing the gates that allow boats to pass through. The $1.5 million project is to replace nearly 100-year-old gates that were causing issues for the nearly 7,000 vessels that pass through the lock and dam each year. The project will see the bulk of the work for installation later this year. After this, the next Mississippi River lock and dam to be worked on will be number 5 near Minnesota City. Republican Congressman Derek Van Orden is calling for impeachment of a federal judge over a ruling that blocked access to U.S. Treasury records by Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency. The resolution, which had no other sponsor, seeks to remove Judge Paul Engelmeyer of New York for abuse of power. Van Orden says Engelmeyer is biased against President Donald Trump. Only 15 federal judges have ever been impeached, and he would need a House majority and two-thirds of the Senate to be removed. Whoever wins the La Crosse mayor's race this spring will make a bit of history. Going back to 1856, all 43 previous mayors have been white men. The two candidates on the ballot this spring would represent a diverse change. If voters pick community organizer Shondell Washington Spivey, he would be the first black mayor of the city. If City Council President Chris Kahlo wins, she'd be the first woman to be La Crosse mayor. The other two candidates in Tuesday's primary were also women. The spring election is on April 1st. Wisconsin home sales grew slightly year over year in January, according to the Wisconsin Realtors Association. The numbers for the state show an increase of about 0.6%. However, the median price of a home rose by 10.6% to $293,000. The WRA said that higher mortgage rates, higher home prices, and tight inventory are creating affordability challenges for housing. La Crosse County largely followed statewide trends, with sales numbers and prices slightly dipping since August. The final headliner for Ashley for the Arts was announced. Daughtry will join a list of performers that includes Darius Rucker, Neon Trees, Chris Jansen, Brad Paisley, ZZ Top, The Castellos, and Third Eye Blind. Ashley for the Arts is August 7th through the 9th at Memorial Park in Arcadia. Arts and crafts vendors, fireworks, and family fun are also part of the annual event, which supports area nonprofits, schools, and medical research. You can buy tickets and find more information at ashleyforthearts.com. The WIAA announced Wednesday that it is changing its policy on transgender student-athletes and their ability to participate in competition. Citing federal guidance, the WIAA said in a statement that the new policy bans students assigned male at birth from competing in girls' sports. Last week, the NCAA issued the same notice as it relates to women's sports and college athletics. President Donald Trump has issued multiple executive orders this month, including rescinding last year's Title IX updates, prompting the policy changes. A half dozen bills dealing with education passed the State Assembly Wednesday. One of them would require the DPI to use the standards from the National Assessment of Education Progress for school report cards. Another bans wireless devices from classrooms. Other bills include mandating cursive writing, civics courses as a requirement for graduation, requiring 70% of district funds to be used in classrooms, and setting a two-week turnaround time for requests to review instructional material by any district resident. The Wisconsin DPI is warning that federal cuts to education could cause further financial issues for public schools in the state. Wisconsin receives about $838 million in federal funding, according to the DPI, as well as $274 million for school lunches. The Trump administration is targeting programs that support diversity, equity, and inclusion, and the DPI says that Title I is at risk of being cut. That's about $216 million in funding, about $82 million of which goes to Milwaukee Public Schools. Another Wisconsin place of higher education is set to close. Northland College will cease operations operations this spring, joining a growing list of colleges and universities that have closed in the state. Northland, which is in Ashland, is the third private school to close in the state since 2020, joining Cardinal Stritch and Holy Family College. 5 2-year UW schools have also closed or are set to close as well. Financial issues and declining enrollment are cited as the reasons for all of the closures. We're on the way up with temperatures this weekend. Highs today will top out in the mid-20s to low 30s. Tomorrow, we should finally top the freezing mark in most areas, and by Monday, highs could be in the 50s across southwestern Wisconsin. The mild temperatures should continue well into next week, with highs typically in the 40s, with chances of scattered rain showers. The lack of snow this winter has kept the Cooley region in moderate drought. We'll have more details in our Civic Media forecast. You can take Civic Media with you anywhere you go with the free Civic Media app. Download it now on your device's app store or at civicmedia.us/app. We'll have a look at your weather, sports, and entertainment news coming up next. For 1490 WLCX and lacrosseeagle.com, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The Bucks beat the Clippers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks rallied in the fourth quarter, went on to beat the LA Clippers 116-110. After the game, players like Damian Lillard reacting to the news that Bobby Portis has been suspended 25 games for violating the league's anti-drug policy.
Obviously, it's a hit to our team. We're all professionals, and we know that we got to hold it down for him, make sure that we stay on track for when he does come back. You know, I think it'll make us a better team because we'll have to find a way without him.
The Bucks face the Wizards in Washington tonight. College basketball, number 16th ranked Marquette on the road against Villanova. Head coach Shaka Smart on how guard Stevie Mitchell has improved in his time with the Golden Eagles.
He was defending, he was flying around, he was bringing an incredible spirit and energy. That was his freshman year when he really didn't know what he was doing yet. Now he's a senior, he's more seasoned, he's way more confident, more secure, and we're absolutely going to need him to be at his best down the stretch.
That's Marquette coach Shaka Smart with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Cynthia Erivo is on a roll. She's nominated for Best Actress for the film Wicked, which is also nominated for Best Picture. Erivo got her start on Broadway and has now come full circle as it's just been announced she will host the 2025 Tony Awards. The Tonys celebrate the best of Broadway and will be held at Radio City Music Hall June 8th and air on CBS and Paramount+. Speaking of people on a roll, let's add Jeremy Allen White to that list. Star of the award-winning show The Bear, White is also playing Bruce Springsteen in a new biopic about the rock icon. Let's add a new Netflix series to that as well called Enigma Variations. Yahoo Entertainment reports the two-time Emmy-winning actor will also executive produce the limited series. White will play Paul, the main character who becomes romantically involved with men and women. I assume there's more to the story, but that was the most attention-getting headline. There is no official release date yet, but the show will drop eventually on Netflix. Here's one of Pete's picks for the entire family. Check out the film Flo, an animated movie about a cat trying to survive a flood. Our lead feline needs to get over a solitary existence and work with other animals in similar predicaments as they all take shelter on a boat. There are no words or dialogue, but the action is continuous and the animation is almost hypnotic. Flo is a sweet, engaging film with a very nice ending, showing animals coming together to help each other. The legendary Paul Simon is capitalizing on his SNL 50th anniversary show opening number with Sabrina Carpenter. Simon is announced a new tour. It's been 7 years since the 83-year-old has packed up his guitar and hit the road. Simon will start in New Orleans in early April, and at this point has two dates scheduled for Milwaukee at the Riverside Theater. 83-year-old touring Paul Simon might not go late into the evening, but it's still better than non-touring Paul Simon. Beverly Hills cops were called into action recently when actress Nicole Kidman and her country music star husband Keith Urban had their Beverly Hills place broken into. Hopefully they have renter's insurance. The Beverly Hills Police Department says the break-in was most likely part of a rash of burglaries from a South American gang that has been hitting Southern California. The gang was recently nabbed by the BHPD, probably led by Axel Foley. It's hard to anticipate how the Blake Lively, Ryan Reynolds, Justin Baldoni drama will unfold when all is said and done. They are exchanging lawsuits over incidents stemming from the set of It Ends With Us. Feeling smug and confident, Ryan Reynolds made a joke about the situation on Saturday Night Live's 50th anniversary, but it appears to have backfired. Apparently, the cute power couple were given the snub at the after parties by many attendees for making light of a sensitive situation. I'm not sure who did what to whom, but Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively, kind of annoying. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Happy Friday to you, I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Still rather chilly today, sunny skies to be expected with highs near 20, wind chills as low as 14 below in the morning. Warmer this weekend, mostly sunny skies both days, highs in the upper 20s on Saturday, and then near 40 by Sunday. Right now, it's 3 degrees.
That's your WLCX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lacrosseeagle.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.